The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're also live today on Facebook. This will be in a podcast later. It'll also be on YouTube later, and it'll be in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and also at transformationtalkradio.com and transformationradio.fm. So I'm really excited about today. We have a guest that's been on the show before, and a lot of people have been like, oh, whoa, like it's a lot of fun working with Caleb. And what we're going to be talking about on today's show is dream realms and spirituality with our spiritual insurgent, Caleb Matthews. So, and we're also going to talk about St. Patrick a bit in honor of St. Patrick's Day coming up this month. And St. Patrick was actually the creator, whom the creator higher power spoke to throughout his life. And so he had a lot of dreams and he had a lot of visions and really relied on those a lot. So we're going to talk a little bit about St. Patrick and about how it's not all about green beer. And you can call in. Caleb is a spiritual insurgent, as I said, who will help you unravel the mysteries you are seeking answers to from his many years of rich personal experiences. He is a hybrid individual who brings peace into high stress situations. And I can speak for this myself because I've worked with Caleb at different speaking engagements, etc., and in different environments. And he offers such powerful insight into the mystical world, but also provides you with tools to translate that so that you can actually put value and use that in your everyday life. So without further ado, we're going to connect here with Caleb. Hi, Caleb. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you, Colette. Thank you very much for having me on your great show, The Truth is Funny. I love that name. I love that title because we're talking about spiritual truth and unraveling mysteries to the audience. So welcome, everybody. If you're listening to us in the vehicle or listening to us on the podcast later or live on Facebook Live or Zoom or whatever, we want to welcome you. And thank you, Colette, for having me on this great show today.
Oh, it's awesome. We are taking callers 1-800-930-2819. So if you've had some vivid dreams and you would like some insight into our dreams, we're going to get Caleb to tell, you know, you can phone in and he will tell you all about his insight from that and share that with you. We're also, I would like to have a chance just for a while here before callers do call in. I have some people who also have emailed, so so we'll get into doing that. But first, I want to give you like at least this first portion here to be able to talk a little bit about St. Patrick's Day, and also talk about dreams and what and also tell us what you've been up to, Caleb, because I can't remember when it was last that you were. I think it was on Halloween last year, wasn't it? Around that time that you were on the show.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thanks, Colette. Great. So just to begin a little bit about me first before getting into St. Patrick, I talked on the show during the Halloween show, been up to a lot of stuff, continuing my Compassed by Dreams blog. So if you want to be a part of the monthly blog, I have an email newsletter. So you can email me at info@encompassedbydreams.com. I usually write a monthly blog on just a little tidbit for what you can do with approaching your dreams or just some keys and tools in that. So I've been keeping up the monthly blog as well as I've developed a friendship here in Kelowna with a local ice cream parlor. It's a really popular spot. during the spring, the fall, the summer. People come there to eat ice cream, but developed a great relationship with the owner in setting up our dreams table there, just us. And usually when customers come and get ice cream, they'll come to our table afterwards and have their dreams interpreted with me and my team. So that's a lot of fun. So I've been keeping up to that, creating my own path. I've kind of veered off into my own path area and less from a lot of the fairs and festivals, which is great, but it's, I feel like it's a different season in my life to create my own path and be supporting local business within Kelowna in different areas. So that's really awesome. I've got some trips coming up as well to Chicago and later in the year, and also to Victoria. We're doing some dream seminars and leadership training. So it's great to see where the wind's taking me in that. As far as St. Patrick, just substitute off into that from my own personal life. Dreams really started for myself, Caleb Matthews, at a very young age. And it was developed out of trials and hardship and just years of just battling through personal issues as well as health issues and social issues with trying to fit into the society. But I found that the more separate I was from the matrix and the whole busyness and cluster of daily human life, the more that dreams were unleashed to me in that secret place. So I would encourage you and your audience here, you and us, to find that secret place where we're separate away from the accelerated busyness and chaos of life and get into that secret place. But that's kind of what St. Patrick did. He was raised in Britain in the late AD 390s, early AD 400s. And when he was around 16 years old, St. Patrick, AD 403, was kidnapped actually by Irish raiders from his family estate. And he was taken to Ireland, so across the Bay of Ireland into a foreign land that he didn't know anything about. So he became a slave. And during the years of being a slave, he worked the farms and worked the land out there and worked a lot of hard manual labor and work and lived amongst the Irish people. And so there was one night some years later where he fell asleep and he had this dream, and he felt like God, his higher power, the creator, spoke to him and showed him a dream of a ship that was waiting in the harbor for him to escape onto. So he woke up that morning and he figured, I need to run away and to the ship that's waiting for me. He didn't know if the ship was there. He had to just step out by faith that his higher power was telling him that the dream, that in the natural there was going to be a ship. And sure enough, he woke up one morning and had the courage to flee his master and run away. And he found the ship in the harbor, just as his dream said. And he got on the ship and he went back to England and he found his way back to his family. So you think that maybe that's the end of the story, but many years later, 10, 15 years later, I think when he was an adult, he had another dream where in the dream there was a man from Ireland, one of his captors, I guess, in the dream, was calling to him saying, we need you to come back and teach us the way, the spiritual path, because we're lost and we need your wisdom. And so really for St. Patrick, he had to decide, is this a trap? Are they trapping me? Is this is this dream from, the realm of darkness, or is this from God? Like, what's really going on here? And so he decided to step out in faith and realize that Ireland needed him and the message that he had on his heart of dreams and the mystical realm and the message about God and the creator. So he took faith and went back to Ireland according to his dream. And the rest is kind of history. He became, St. Patrick and taught the people there and spoke to all the villagers and civilians around the land, and even many to his former captors, he was able to lead onto that path into the Kingdom of Light. So that's a little bit about St. Patrick. So the next time you pick up a Corona beer or you swig down some of that green stuff, just think that there's a meaning behind the holiday that we celebrate, and it has to do with dreams, and it has to do with taking that path and applying it to our own lives. So don't think if you have a dream that it's somehow more little or smaller than somebody else's. It could be a path, it could be a gateway to guiding you in your purpose in that path. So I want Colette to touch on that a bit and see where we go from there. But that's St. Patrick.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, because, I've never heard that whole story before. And I have a new respect for St. Patty. But, it's really fascinating. We were talking just before you and I just got together for a few minutes to talk over the phone. And, there's so many fascinating things about dreams. And I see we already do have someone who is calling in from San Diego that wants to talk about her dream or has a question or something for you. And we're going to take that call as soon as we come back. And then we'll also get into talking about, you know, like, what is the benefit of remembering your dreams? Sure. And why is it beneficial to, and how can we better do that? And you have a lot of tips for people with that. And we're also can talk a little bit about how dreams can actually dissipate fear. Yeah. You know, I'm really impressed with St. Patrick for, like, because it requires a certain amount of confidence in a person, in themselves, to be able to move forward off a dream, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's not like an average thing to do. And you and I were also talking beforehand about how dreams can alleviate fear.
Yeah.
And right now, I feel like there's so much fear on the planet right now that this is the perfect kind of lighthearted way to address some of these issues. So when we come back, we will take the first caller, and we will talk some more about dreams. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. We are live on Facebook, and we're also on the radio, and we will be showing up later on YouTube. So we're in many places at once as we speak right here. 1-800-930-2819. Call in and, you know, ask Caleb about your dreams. We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
You You are listening, watching, if you're on Facebook Live, The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen. I'm the founder of The Truth is Funny and also the creative inspiration behind Tales from the Vector, which are my energy correcting cards and paintings. And I am so pumped today. We have Caleb Matthews on the show. And I know we've had Caleb on a couple times before, and people always enjoy calling in and sharing their dreams and gaining some insight. Caleb has a lot of information about a lot of different things out there. Like he's very multifaceted. That's something, Caleb, before we take the first caller, can you explain to people what you mean? Because I love this. I read bios all, like I've been doing this radio show for 7 years now. And Caleb has one of the most interesting bios. So what is a spiritual insurgent?
I love that. That's a great question. I get that whenever I go on talk shows or I interact with people at fairs or festivals or speaking engagements. So a spiritual insurgent is somebody who I would say gets underneath the armor of the plate of the matrix of society, I would say, that we're in, and injects spiritual truth, faith and belief in the higher power and a realm beyond ourselves that is a realm of light that we can interact with and really depend on for our answers, which includes the realm of dreams and spirituality. But being an insurgent is going into places maybe that have been ingrained with other belief systems or other mindsets and really injecting them with truth, but in a way that is spoken in a language of that is relevant to the language that people are following on their own spirituality, which is one of the reasons why whenever I'm interpreting dreams or I'm going to fairs or even when I did dream interpretation for Colette here, is I'll say, what does spirituality mean to you? So I'm still going to bring my Hebraic method and my Hebraic gate of spirituality as an insurgent, but I'm also going to be able to inject truth in a way where I am doing it, where I've built that trust and that connection, where I'm doing that, but I'm not overwhelming the place that I'm going into and displacing them so much as I am introducing something I believe is a higher frequency and a higher vibrancy to provide those answers. So I would just say a spiritual insurgent is somebody who goes underneath the cracks of just walking confidently and in that place of not having to make it so big, because so much so in our culture, you know, Colette and I, we talked about everything, you know, this age and this movement that we're in, so many spiritual healers and teachers and psychics or card readers or anything out there, you know, they want to become big, but it's not necessarily being big. It's about having the right answers and is surging those answers into places and people and environments. So breaking and dispelling dark light and bringing pure light. And I think that's one of the reasons why me and Colette have connected as friends and colleagues, and we do this show is because we both believe in bringing light and truth, and because people need truth at this time.
Yeah, I consider you like a vaccination for unawareness.
I love that.
So we'll take the first caller, Zach. Who do we have?
We have Liz from San Diego. You are live on The Truth is Funny.
Hi, Liz. Hello.
Liz, are you there?
Oh, we seem to have lost Liz. For now. Liz, call back in if you can't hear us.
So, Caleb,
pardon me. Yeah, we'll wait to see if Liz comes back on. Oh, here she's phoning, I think, Caleb.
Yeah, I got her back. One second.
Okay, good.
Here she comes.
Liz from San Diego, are you there?
And here is Liz. Hi, hello? Liz. We lost you for a little bit there. We have Caleb here. Do you have a dream that you want to share with him?
Well, two things. In general, the dispelling fear piece is what I'm about right now. Mm-hmm. And the fear is around anything regarding anything, my a dental issue or a thought of a dental issue. Mm-hmm. When it comes to dreams, in general, I have an experience of having usually really great stuff happening in dreams, and I never feel like I get to kind of finish it. different versions of like a lost opportunity.
Okay. So I just want to get a baseline from you on the dental issue. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like I'm freaked out about going to the dentist or my dental issues, and 0 being I'm neutral, where are you?
7, I think.
Okay, I'm going to work on that in the background, and I'm going to get Caleb to talk about, you know, about dreaming and how, you know, because that must be a little bit frustrating, all these wonderful things happening and then not being able to bring that into being.
Yeah.
Caleb, what advice do you have for Liz?
Sure. Hi, Liz. Thanks for calling in. Hi. So I would say dreams, we always say to I'm interpreting dreams, me and my team are interpreting dreams, is that it's a picture of something. It's an illustration. So first question that I ask myself, even I'm asking myself right now as I'm speaking back the interpretation to you, is what is this a picture of? So dental issues have everything to do with the jaw and the mouth and the teeth. And teeth, usually in dreams, it's actually a common dream for a lot of people when they're actually going from one place of growth to another, because teeth represent chewing on something or breaking it down. You could say that when somebody's thinking about a thought, that they're chewing on that thought, because that's the wisdom of the moment or the wisdom of that situation. So I think this is actually a very good thing, even though you may feel frustrated that that opportunity hasn't come yet, that the dental issues in your dream is actually your higher power, the creator, your spirit being, however you call it, is guiding you on this path of an upgrade from your current wisdom of assimilation of spiritual truth to another one. Because anytime that there's any dental work done around the mouth, it is an upgrade in the natural to your teeth. So in the spiritual, this is an upgrade to your spiritual wisdom is going to another upgraded level. So shift happens for you in this moment. It's that there is a spiritual upgrade at this time for you. And it's going to be able to address a lot of the frustrations or concerns that you have of not bringing it into the natural or it not happening yet, but you're in process. Because as human beings, we so want to get to the end of the line when it comes to finishing the process. But I think your higher power is encouraging you that as you, the higher power is working on you with your spiritual upgrade and your wisdom, that this process and this journey is something just to follow along to. And you're digesting and you're understanding what's happening to you right now, and you're just letting go of just the control, because ultimately as we yield and we let go of control, that allows the spiritual dimension to come in and address those even those fears and replace them with confidence. So I would say that as you yield, your spirit will take over and will guide you into your purpose and your truth.
I love that. Liz.
Yeah.
I just want to check in with you and see, has your number changed?
I think it may have gone up, actually.
Okay, so what's coming up, because this is really interesting, Caleb, I could feel her like really getting like what I call reverse perception, which is what I talked about just on the last radio show. And I left this painting out. It's one of my paintings from Tales from the Vector, and it's about perception. And I'm just getting that you and many other people right now, with all of the information out there right now, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and then we're in the middle of also it's causing financial issues and it's causing economical issues, and it's creating a place of no normalcy. So we want to strengthen that for you. But what I was getting, and this is really interesting, because it was coming from your base chakra from survival, your fear around the dentist. And the thing is about dentists is dentists cost money and people would rather put their money elsewhere. So we're just going to strengthen you to all your, it's coming up more financial actually than physical concern. And your pelvic floor is very intimately connected with your jaw, as Caleb said. And I love, Caleb, how you said that this is like an upgrade on a spiritual level, because that's what I was getting also. It's kind of like on some level, you are taking this information in and in the dream level, but you're not allowing yourself. And the issues coming up, partly confidence and partly deserving. So we're just going to strengthen everybody out there that, you know, you can handle the experts. Like if you go to a dentist mm-hmm. and he's an expert on teeth, or she is, and you don't like their opinion, you can always get another opinion and be your expert in that way. And we're just going to strengthen you to that. And also just recognizing, Caleb, how can we're going to have to take a break, but when Caleb comes back, what I'm going to do is address, get Caleb to address this for you, how you could maybe empower yourself to use these dreams a little bit more efficiently. And also we have another caller from Paris that we'll take. So 1-800-930-2819. Liz, can you hang on until after this break?
Sure.
Okay, cool. And so can I just check with you before we go to the break? Where are you number-wise?
2 or 3.
There we go. See, whoa, that reverse perception can be a bitch. Okay, well, we'll be back after this short break. 1-800-930-2819. Call in and find out more about your dreams. We'll be right back after this short break.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
For stimulating conversation and keys that will change your life, tune in to Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete every first and third Wednesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Pete to get clarity for your calling and practical wisdom for results. For more about Coach Pete, visit PeteCoaching.com. That's P-E-T-E Coaching.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune into All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host Tanis McRae is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
Making me groove.
This is Colette Marie Stephan grooving here with Caleb. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we're live on Facebook and we're talking about dreams. And you know, we have Liz on the phone here. And so, Liz, we're just going to check in with you and just see, how are you feeling?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It's a delay here. I'm feeling kind of good and vulnerable.
Okay, cool. That's Caleb and I were just talking about how, you know, for your perception now, like, Caleb, what would you advise for her and others who want to be able to remember their dreams better and to also be able to, you know, use their dreams in a way that's more pleasing?
Sure.
So it's not just a dream.
Yeah, not just a dream. So first things first is one thing I encourage every dreamer to have is a pen and a paper next to their bed, you know, to write dreams down, because by writing them down, we're 75% more likely to remember them, according to a study done by the University of Waterloo, I think back in 2008 or 2012. So when, as soon as we write them down, then it's going to trigger everything within our subconscious, so the, even parts that we forgot about the dream, to be written down. It also shows our higher power, that and God, creator, light, energy, that we care about these dreams and we're going to steward these dreams as well. So writing them down is key, first of all. Second is, I would say that dreams are more than just dreams. They're not just things that happen to us, but they're a roadmap. They're a guide to our personal lives, and they're communicating to us like a storybook, like a play, like a theater, like a movie. It's really, I like to say that dreams are the nightlife that costs no money, unlike cover charge does when you go into a pub or a festival or a fair or something. They're priceless. So and they have substance too. Dreams have many layers, like an onion. I like to say that dreams never are done communicating with us. I always kind of chuckle to myself when I'm at these conventions, fairs, festivals, or I'm sitting in front of somebody and I ask them about their dreams, and I'm just kind of testing the waters to see the hunger level. And some people will turn back to me and say, oh, I dream, but I already know what all mine mean. And I'm like, no, like, there's so many different pieces to the dream out there, and onions and layers. There are things that Colette will see about her dream that I won't. And there are things that I'll see that she doesn't know, and vice versa. Like, we all have a piece of the pie if we apply ourselves to learn, right? So say, one, write down your dreams. Two, dreams are more than just dreams. And three, dreams, they're always speaking, they're always around us, they're always communicating through us, whether from 20 years ago, 5 years ago, 1 year ago. And really, dreams right now are so important, more now than ever before. I'm not just addressing Liz, but also everybody in the audience, that dreams are really the higher law and the higher realm of truth that is above this fear pandemic that's going on right now. I just want to address that. This whole fear thing, like, there are elements of truth to what's happening right now, but it's a inferior law to the spiritual law of light and of energy and what God and the creator and the Hebraic gate is releasing on the earth right now, which is dreams. So peace is expensive. I want you to understand this as an audience. Peace, it'll cost you to contend for that place of peace. Fear is cheap. You can get fear if you turn on your computer, your television, your smartphone, your tablet in 2 seconds. But peace will be expensive, because it'll cost you to separate yourself and ourselves from the chaos of what's going on. So trade fear for peace. And that's my advice to you, Liz, and that's my advice to the audience.
I love that. That's good advice, don't you think, Liz?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, fear really lowers the immune system, by the way. You know, it's not surprising to me that people are having fearful dreams right now, because there's a lot of fearful stuff out there. And, you know, Caleb, you and I were talking before also that fear is quite common for young children. Do you want to just talk, like, just for the parents out there, a little bit about that? Liz, I'm going to let you off the phone, and we're going to take our next caller after this, but I just want him to address.
Thank you.
Thank you. Liz. And thank you for calling in, Liz.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Yep. So Colette, I'll cover that area about children. So in addressing that area, just children, they have dreams at a very young age, starting off at a very young age, usually around the ages of 5 or 6, of dreams and visions that usually begin in the negative connotation. So there's nightmares, there's fear, there's all these things that happen to children at a young age. And it's usually the realm of, I say, darkness or the negative blockades of the just the enemy of peace that tries to stop us as young ones to be able to enter into the realm of light and of peace and of rest within our connection to the higher power and the creator. And usually most children who are afraid and aren't given the proper teaching from their parents that dreams are actually a place of light, if they're not taught the proper way, then they can drop into a place of fear where they internally, subconsciously shut down their own dreams and then don't dream as adults. Like, I meet so many different people at fairs and conventions and festivals and events where they shut down their dreams as young children because they're afraid of the nightmares. But the eye gate is what I want to address. So the eye gate is really what is substantial in accelerating what light is or what darkness is. So if we give place and as a choice to light, then we're going to accelerate those dreams that are going to come out as a blueprint in our dream lives during the night season. If we're looking at horror movies or fear or things in the media or just agenda, fear-based human agenda, then we're going to really shut down that dream realm frequency. And really, so I would just say for us as adults, we just have to stop eating fear and we have to ingest peace. But really, as young children, the attack begins early, and sometimes it doesn't seem fair, but you know what, that's why, you know, we have people like who've gone before us, like our parents, or, you know, dream teachers like myself, or light bringers like Colette, to share with parents out there, but also you as the audience as well, that you can teach your children that dreams aren't a place to be afraid of, but they're an opportunity and an invitation into adventure, just like Narnia, just like, the wardrobe, entering into a whole land of enchanted wonders and mystical adventures. But that's what I would say, is that to combat fear with peace and choosing the right thing.
I love that. And, you know, recognizing energetically that children under the age of 10 are acting out their parents' fears and their ancestors' fears quite often. And even around the age of 3, you know, when as they start to recognize that they're separate from source, like that they're actually on their own kind of out here. So we do have a caller that's been patiently waiting. Zach, can you please put our next caller on?
Absolutely. We got Marie from Paris. You are live on The Truth Is Funny.
I'm Patty.
Hi, Marie. Hi, are you there? Bonjour.
Bonjour. In there.
How are you this morning?
A little bit.
What's
I'm very well, there? Thank you. There's a delay, so I can hear myself echoing back. We'll just go with it.
Okay. So, what would you like to ask Caleb today, or what are you phoning in for?
I asked myself to remember a dream, and it was just that my partner was told to me that there was an aunt of his that would come to visit from this Saturday for several days. And said to him, oh, you're welcome to say to her that she can stay with us. And he just simply said, oh, yes, I already did, actually. And I wondered, why would I remember a dream that's so simple? It seems kind of pointless, but maybe dreams like that have a meaning even so.
Caleb, this is a good one. What if you have like dreams that don't really stand out? They just seem normal everyday life.
They seem simple, but everyday life. So I would say you mentioned it was your aunt that was thinking about coming over in the dream. Am I correct? Did I hear you correctly in that?
It was my partner's aunt, my boyfriend's aunt, that he said, she's coming to town. And I had said, you can invite her to stay if you wish. And then just he said, that's great. Actually, I already did.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what's the aunt's name? Do you know, or what her name is?
No, I don't know. And there's not actually a female relative coming soon of his. So it's
And what's his name?
His name is Emmerich.
Emmerich. And what does Emmerich mean? If do you know the meaning of his name? Sorry, I'm tongue twisted there.
I have no idea.
Okay, that's one thing I would encourage, because really simple dreams like this we ask ourselves in dream language. I was saying to the previous caller, Liz, what is this a picture of? So I like these dreams because they're bite-sized, they're snippets, but there's so much meaning in them. So I would explore what Emmerich means, obviously, to you, and then what the ant's name meaning is, because there's going to be some truth in that name. But I would say the reason why you're seeing this dream as well, too, is because there is a thought to or not to invite the ant in. And so what I'm about to say is no reflection whatsoever on what the ant is or what your partner is, but just on the metaphor of what it's saying. So I would say that what the dream is teaching you, what your higher power, spirit guide, energy, God, creator is teaching you, it's really about the realm of just really boundaries and as far as who you're inviting into your space, at what time, and what that timing looks like. As I said, no one's bad or evil or anything in this dream at all, but it's more of just the timing of boundaries and, okay, where do I say yes and where do I say no, and when do I want people to come into my metron? Do I want people to come in my metron? Because it really may have nothing to do at all with what the physical literal person is in the dream or people are in the dream. It may have to do, and I think it has to do with a spiritual truth of just the supplying those boundaries as well around you as well too, of just who you allow into your own personal space and your personal peace.
That really makes a lot of sense for you, Marie.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, it was just kind of maybe showing to me that we're on the same page.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing your dream with us.
Thank you.
Kayla, we don't have another caller right now, but I do have someone that really, really has a question for you and said, please, if you have time. This is from Egypt, and it's about what if your dreams are like dreams that are with other people in them, and they're not dreams that like that that you really want to take action on, but you feel like it's a lucid dream, and you feel like you're having a situation with a person, and it's really, really very vivid and clear, and then the person calls you, but they don't remember the dream and you do. Like, this person's concerned with, like, is there something like wrong with crossing boundaries like that without even meaning to be in someone else's dream, have them in your dream, and then they don't remember and you do. It bothers him.
I do want to address this from our friend in Egypt. So I would say that with this, with dreams like this, because I think at one point or another, at least I've had them and I've heard of people having them at one point in life, I think we've all, especially as spiritual sensitive people and people who are tapped into this realm and who are really want to see the best for people, sometimes our intentions and the natural of good intentions, as you talked about, Colette, they can take us out of our state within the fence, our boundary zone. And then sometimes we open up gates and portals and access points in our spirit where we step into other people's dreams or they step into ours. And the connotations, depending on the connotations, if it's an overly intimate connotation that's not really something comfortable that the dreamer would want to act on, then I would say that this is a warning from their higher power just to be careful and sensitive of really how involved that person gets just in with people's lives. And I think it goes back to the whole boundaries thing that we were talking about, that to make sure that you choose your spots, but also are led by the Spirit. I like to say led by the Holy Spirit, led by the Spirit of Light on what situations that you're going to step into and take responsibility for and what you're not going to take responsibility for. So we have a term called codependency. Sometimes there's, you know, if you're codependent with somebody, then it can manifest in your dreams. But, you know, there's really just a realm of, it can mean many different things depending on what the dreamer is in. So is it is the situation in the dream with business, or are they in danger, or are they just, just sharing? It really just comes to what the connotation is of what they're connected to with those people that they're seeing in the dream. Sometimes it can mean with the person that is a negative connotation, and sometimes it can mean with somebody that they're positively interacting with in life through relationships or with business that perhaps the, if you flip it, because I like to use, there's a coin flip theory. Sometimes if dreams look like they aren't really something that we want to act on or share in a metaphoric situation, if you flip it in the opposite, could have to do with addressing those things. And you know what, speaking out into, you know what, guiding people in their business or their family or their area of life, and just speaking the opposite of what those dreams would have. So it really depends on, those are definitely tough, but it depends on the connotation of what the dreamer is connected to in that situation. So
yeah, and you know, the thing is a lot of people do really work very hard to have lucid dreams. Lucid dreams, the reason why lucid dreams are so powerful is they kind of, when you're aware that you're dreaming in the dream and you can change the outcome of the dream, then it sort of gives you practice for using your intuition. Sorry, Stella, you need to get off me. And so this is really important that, you know, like for some people to, how would you suggest for people to not be afraid of their dreams?
Sure. No, I think it goes back to what we were talking about earlier in the show, which is peace is a choice and fear is easy. So it's cultivating that peaceful environment of your secret place. I think we talked about that in Halloween or during a Halloween show of the secret place of the Most High, and really being abiding in that sanctuary. Like the thing I like to say is that I love watching BBC Earth, the planet Earth with the animals and everything. And one of the animals is one of those goats that is, you know, hinds feet in high places. So they really scale the cliffs to get way above where the predators are below. So if I use that metaphoric picture for the natural, for, you know, just interpreting it as if it was a dream, I would say that for us, most of us as human beings, it's easier because it's not so terrible of a climb to stay at the bottom level on the plains of the earth. But when we're earthbound in our thinking, then we open ourselves up to the predatory spirits out there that really are going to intoxicate us with fear and cripple us with fear. But if we scale the cliffs and we go up like the goat to the top of the cliffs, then we'll be in our sanctuary of rest and peace. So really it comes to cultivating our sanctuary, our secret place of peace. How do we see ourselves? So do we see ourselves as a victim, or do we see ourselves as soaring like an eagle high above? And really that's going to put ourselves in a place where, you know, when we fall asleep, one of the things that I like to train myself in, you know, even after many years of dreaming since I was 6 and interpreting dreams for over 14 years since I was 18, is as I go to sleep, I want to make sure I let go of all the business, all the cares in the world. And I see myself in my spiritual mind, in my spirit man, as an eagle soaring in the heavenly places. And as I do that, my creator and my higher power, my Hebraic gate, Yeshua, can take me to the highest place and soaring above all the realms of the earth, all the worriness, all the cares, all the media, all the politics, all the crap, and just get up into that place and grab those revelations for my life. So I would encourage you in that with your higher power, even reader as and a listener, as you're viewing me right now, as talking with Colette, we're talking all about these things of peace is a choice and also fear is a choice. Choose peace. Choose to go that place with your higher power tonight. When you put your head on your pillow and say, dear higher power, dear creator, dear God, dear, you know, Jesus, Allah, whatever you pray to, that your higher power will take you to that place far above all powers and dominions and authority, and that you would just pray to the spirit of life and the creator that would take you in your dreams to that higher place. But choose to soar like an eagle and don't stay on the bottom, on the plains of, oh no. I like to call it the plains of, oh no. Oh no, I'm staying on the plains of, oh no. That's a story for another day. But, you know, there's a story in the scriptures, I'll just say, of Nehemiah in Hebrew scripture, where he refused to go down on the plains of, oh no, and negotiate with people who wanted to bring fear. Instead, he said, no, I'm not going down there because I'm too busy building a wall and a sanctuary to my God and habitation of rest. So choose to build your habitation and don't go on the plains of Ono and negotiate with fear.
The Ono land. I just want to check in with you, Zach. How much longer do we have?
We have about 5-6 minutes.
Okay, cool. So we were talking also about, you know, people that, you know, subconscious and the unconscious mind, right? So on the break, you and I were talking, Caleb, about how when people are in a coma or you know, in a state of unconsciousness, how that is similar to a dream state. So do you want to talk just a little bit about that? And I just wanted to get you to share your contact information one more time with everybody so that we don't forget here.
Yeah. So Caleb Matthews, director and spiritual insurgent of Encompassed by Dreams. So my website is www.encompassedbydreams.com. So encompassedbydreams.com. Since it's a long, long word, I want to make sure you spell it out correctly. Encompassedbydreams.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Encompassed by Dreams, Instagram at Encompassed by Dreams. And also you can add me on your, if you want to be part of the email newsletter that's sent out once a month to let you know where I'm coming with travel and dream tips, it's info, so I-N-F-O at encompassedbydreams.com. So you can definitely catch me in my travels and on different spiritual tips on dreams, as well as interact with me. And you can, if you've been really enlightened today, you can also book a half an hour, 1 hour session as well too. And I'll let you know what my costs are for that. But those are all, that's all the information there. And I'd love to hear some feedback. Colette would love to hear feedback today on how the show went. So you can email me, you can message her. But I wanted to get into that what Colette talked about and asked me about, which is that comatose kind of coma subconscious state. So we're made up of three beings, I believe. We're spirit that's living in a soul that's acting in a human body. So we're spiritual beings with a mind that's having a physical existence. So we are on vacation, really, in our lives here on Earth. This is a vacation spot. But I believe
I love that.
It's not our final spot because our spirit is longing for a heavenly country and a heavenly home. So we are perceiving spirit via spirit. So when I say spirit man, and I was talking before about soaring like an eagle, that intuition that, oh, I feel like that gut check or, you know, that inner voice talking to you and I, that's our spirit man. And so much so the spirit man is underfed because we're feeding our soul or our natural man with all the junk and the garbage and the stuff in the social media or in the natural world, or maybe even we're not physically feeding as much junk as we are focusing on natural things. One of the greatest teachers that I respect, Colette knows that I respect in the Hebraic scriptures, who is a man who walked the earth, who lived, some people believe he's God, some people don't, whatever. He was a very smart man. Jesus talked about this principle and metaphors on, if I tell you of earthly things and you do not believe in heaven, how can I tell you of heavenly things? So I like to use that as an example of, if we're always talking on the earthly realm and we're not getting an understanding of how God, how the Creator speaks to the earth, or we're too focused on the earth, we're going to miss the heavenly part. We're going to miss that ladder that's going up and down between our spirit and our higher power. So many times people are in a comatose spiritual state because they're so busy feeding their soul and their physical body, but they're not focused on spiritual things, that it puts you into a coma. So our coma is our mind and our soul is sleeping, but our spirit is really sleeping as well, because we've shut down our spiritual mind because it can't hear, but our spirit hears and it's empowered to rule over our bodies. So one of the things I would recommend to you is, because I believe that we serve the Creator who is peace, who is shalom, one of the principles and spiritual truths that I live by is that the Creator is one who has made us to be spirit, soul, and body. For our spirit to speak to our mind and our body, to come into alignment with our spirit and do a little bit of aligning. So that's what Colette
talks
about.
Well said.
Every week, she loves aligning. The truth is funny.
I love the alignment of the body, soul, spirit. And we've run out of time. I'm pretty sure we're back, haven't we?
Absolutely.
So we are, I just want to thank you, Caleb, for coming on the show. And as usual, you can reach me at social media at The Truth is Funny with Paulette. And we'll be back next Wednesday with Karen Benton. And she's my co-host, and she'll have another show on next Wednesday. Thank you so much, Caleb. Thank you for everybody calling in. Thank you, Zach, for producing the show, and Dr. Pat and your team for allowing us all this opportunity to share enlightening information.
Thank you so much.
You've
been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.